You would think social media giants would learn their lesson, right? Especially after the last election, but no, no, no. Here we go again. Has anyone noticed when scrolling through your Instagram feed, perhaps rather recently, have you noticed that you're not seeing some of the normal accounts you typically see? Or perhaps you haven't been seeing stories pop up from some of your favorite news organizations or political pundits. I did, in fact, notice this. I thought, where's all the content I normally follow? And so I went digging. And turns out, Instagram has been quietly rolling out a new setting that limits the political content that you see. So this could be political content from any account, okay? Not just news organizations. It could be political content from influencers, from, I don't know, local businesses, your neighbor from down the street. And furthermore, who actually defines political content? Because what I might find political, producer Josh might not find to be political. Now, because Meta, the parent company of Instagram, thinks they know better than you and have decided to censor political content on their platform, I have decided I would share with you how to switch your settings on Instagram. And if this does happen on Facebook or any other social media platform out there, I'll be sure to let you know as well. But so here's the deal. When you go to your settings in the right-hand corner on your Instagram app, you can actually scroll and see a category under settings called content preferences. Under content preferences, you will see a category labeled political content. Yeah, I bet you didn't even know that that category existed, nor did I. So when it comes to that setting, there are two choices you have on the app. You can, choice number one, limit political content from people you don't follow. Choice number two, don't limit political content from people you don't follow. Can you guess which one is now the automatic default on Instagram? Ding, 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 limit political content. So what you need to do under the little settings app there and under content preferences where it says political content, you need to toggle to don't limit. Don't limit as your default, but you have to go in there and do that. While you're at it, also check the category for reduced by fact checking. Yeah, when it comes to that setting, there are three preferences you have when using the Instagram app. It says, and I quote, how would you like to manage content that's been reduced by fact checking? Reduce more, reduce, don't reduce. Can you guess the default for that one? Reduce, obviously. Reduce is the default. So you're also going to want to change that to don't reduce, because once again, who's out there doing this magical fact checking? Now, if you do the things I told you to do and your app crashes, because that's also been happening, first of all, go figure, Instagram's going to crash your app once you try to change your political content. Just update it. That's all you got to do to fix that. I do not understand why these big tech companies want to get involved by censoring political content coverage. And let's face it, we know it's just censorship of one political party. But I would like to see as much real political coverage as possible, especially as we are in the middle of an election year. I do not want to see what is being defaulted into my feed by the mainstream media. So make sure you change your settings and then tell all your friends. Because really, at the end of the day, what I've actually learned from this, and quite frankly, it's disgusting. I have learned that Instagram, and again, let's face it, likely all other social media outlets out there, Instagram will, and more importantly, can block and censor content. In this case, they can and are blocking political content. But you know what they're not doing? And you know what they say they can't do? They're not blocking pornographic content, self-harm content, stupid challenges about licking toes, committing crimes, videos about doing drugs, and posts trafficking women. They won't block that stuff, but they will block and censor political content.
Podcasts by Federated Media.